Is this west of the Rockies?
Yes. There you go. So turn your radio down a little bit, if you would.
Mark, Springfield, Oregon. Did you ever have the opportunity to interview Betty Hill?
You know, Mark, I'll tell you what. When I was a 21 or 22-year-old radio reporter in Detroit, I did interview Betty and Barney Hill's psychiatrist, Dr. Simon from Boston.
Yes.
I have torn my house apart over the last 10 years trying to look for that tape. I cannot find it. I used to have some old tapes of my earlier broadcasts, and I can't find that one. I know I saved it. I never interviewed her.
Did you see the bust she commissioned an artist to make with the only one she communicated with?
Yes. Fascinating.
It is half human. It is half alien. There's no question about the fact that it is a hybrid.
I agree.
She said that he spoke English. He moved his lips. He enunciated perfectly. And she said you could hear an accent, but you couldn't put your finger on where's the accent from. Then to show you the human aspect, he said, if they even knew I was speaking with you, I would be in trouble.
You mean like he was doing it? It was unsanctioned?
Yes. They are not allowed to communicate. So he said, I would be in trouble if they even knew, let alone answering your questions. But Betty was so persistent, she kept asking one question after another, and he could not resist. He was not able to resist. And then that infamous star chart, she goes, oh, where are you from? And he's trying not to. And he says, well, do you even know where you're from? You see?
Yeah.
And she goes, no, but please, tell me, please. And that's when he showed her on the star chart, Zeta 1 and Zeta 2 Reticuli.
Exactly. And then Mary Fish, of course, did her star map.
Of course. Of course. Okay, then she was with a sketch artist from Time Life magazine, and he drew like a police artist what she was telling him. And once again, you can clearly see it is an early model hybrid. Clearly, you can see it.
Do you remember the Look magazine article about Betty and Barney Hill?
Yes, yes.
See, that's what got me going. I think that came out in 1967.
Right.
Yep.
Yes. Okay, and then she said to him, when will I see you again? And he said, That's not for me to decide. And she goes, but I've got to see you. Please, I've got to see you. And he said, we'll be in touch.
And I don't think she ever saw him again.
No. However, and then he said, I'll walk you to your car. And the point I'm making, how human these comments are. She came home one day from grocery shopping, and there were leaves and a pine cone on the kitchen table. And she thought, what in the world? And she starts sifting through it. And there are her two green earrings with the leaves and the pine cone.
Why are you so adept at the Barney and Betty Hill case?
Just like you. I then focused.
Yeah.
I focused. And then I just wanted to make one other comment.
Sure thing.
You always refer to 2012.
Yes.
Okay. That's when they come.
How do you know this?
I have studied prophecy after prophecy after prophecy. That is when they plan on coming.
It's going to be one heck of a year if they do.
It will be one heck of a year. And just like David M. Jacobs, their plan is, you know, to take over.
Well, see, that's what I'm afraid of, too. Thanks for the call.